Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast brought to you by Kane's Tire in San Rafael. Kane's Tire has always had the lowest prices in Marin for 54 years. Today's guest is Giants center fielder Angel Pagan in a conversation we had a couple of weeks ago in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Angel, how pumped up are you about this season, being healthy and everything after everything you went through last year?
Oh, big time. I'm very pumped. You know, I'm very happy to be back healthy, you know, 100%. Looking forward to this season to go out there and help my teammates, you know, the best way possible.
How disappointing was it? I mean, you've had a couple years there where, you know, you get injured and you have to try to come back, and you have to stay patient through the process. Have you learned something about that?
Well, I mean, it's not easy, you know, to go through what I've been through, you know, because, you know, especially when you go down with this injury and your teammates, you know, go to the playoffs and go to the World Series, it's not easy to watch. But at the same time, I was happy because, I mean, we got the mission accomplished. So, I mean, they picked me up. You know, I'm very happy, you know, just like if I was there, because, I mean, I'm part of the team and I'm looking forward to go out there and help them do it again.
Yeah, even though they won, I mean, you're such an important part of this team. So, you know, tell us about how much you enjoy being a contributor to the team and, you know, what it means to be out there. And do you sort of relish the opportunity now to be out there? Do you not take it for granted, maybe? I don't know if you did before, but just, you know, when you go out there, do you say, hey, you know, I really appreciate being out here now?
Definitely, you know, because, you know, our nature, you know, is to be out there playing, you know, because that's what we're here for. But, you know, things happen in your career. I mean, we depend on our body, so, I mean, you can't expect not to get injured. Some people get injured more than others, but you know, I'm just, you know, an aggressive player that likes to go out there and leave my heart on the field, and I will keep doing it until the day I don't belong in the game anymore. So, you know, it was fun watching the guys, you know, just go out there and pick me up. You know, it was a very tough moment for me, but at the same time, they turn everything around when they got. Everything, you know, they got to the finish line victorious.
We'll have more with Giants center fielder Angel Pagan in a moment.
Hi, I'm Mark McElhone at Kane's Tire in San Rafael. If you want the lowest prices in Marin and the best service, call us at 453-2942. Kane's Tire, 1531 4th Street, where our prices beat Costco's prices every time.
When you're rehabbing from something like that, you're so focused on it. When you're around the team, how difficult is that? If it, you know, you're walking through a clubhouse and, you know, you feel like, God, I wish I could just walk out onto the field.
Well, that's the toughest part, you know, when you, because you watch the game and you know you'll be the guy that should be there. But I mean, there's, you know, you cannot be selfish because, you know, when somebody, that's the nature of a team. If somebody goes down, somebody will be there to pick you up. And, you know, Blanco did an unbelievable job for us. He did a great job, you know, taking my position. And that's, you know, I would do the same thing if it was one of my teammates. I have to, I did it in the past. And that's something that you have to do. You know, that's an opportunity that my teammate gets, and I mean, to shine.
Now, that being said, how do you guard against putting too much pressure? For instance, Hunter Pence is going to be out at the beginning of the year, and you guys, you know, you have to pick it up a little bit, and you're going to lose his power and all that. But how do you guard against not trying to do too much?
Well, I mean, we've been in that situation before. In 2012, we lost Pablo. Last year, we lost myself and Kane. I mean, we just got to go out there what we have and believe what we have is enough. You know, we have plenty of talent here that can get the job done as well, you know, before Pence comes back. We'll miss him, but we'll do the best we can before he comes back.
More with Giants outfielder Angel Pagan after this. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. I guess they should have hired me for that TV commercial. No, I don't think so. But seriously, in San Francisco, it's really true. In fact, AT&T Park has a good neighbor right around the corner. That's right. Sandy Lee State Farm is a Buster Posey home run away from AT&T Park at
188 South Park Street on the corner of 3rd Street. Sandy Lee has been my State Farm agent for 10 years, and I have to tell you, when I've made claims, Sandy Lee gave me peace of mind, which is what we all need when it comes to insurance. Whether it's car, home, or even earthquake insurance, Sandy Lee and her team are down-to-earth, devoted, and understanding. They take control of any situation, and you never feel like you're being sold something. Give Sandy Lee State Farm a call at 415-227-9833. That's 415-227-9833 for Sandy Lee State Farm.
You've been such a spark plug at the top of the order. Now Bruce Bochy is talking about, you know, having you hit third. Does it really matter to you? And how much do you adjust your mental preparation as far as going into games that way?
I mean, to me, you know, it'll be the same approach. I don't think, you know, if I'm in the hitting third, it's to bring RBIs, not to hit home runs. So, I mean, I've been pretty good in my career with men on base, and I just, you know, try to stay myself humble, not to get out of my composure. You know, whenever I have an opportunity, I just try to go out there and get the best AB possible and put a point on the board for the team. That's basically what the team is looking for. But I've said it before, you know, whatever Boch wants, you know, I respect and I'll do the best, you know, my best job possible. Being in the third hole and the top of the lineup leading off, I mean, I'll do my best.
I mean, really, kind of the leadoff thing is funny because people make a lot of it, but you're only leading off at the beginning of the game, and then after that, who knows? But that first at bat of the game, isn't that different because nobody else has seen the pitcher before, and you're the first one to take a look?
Oh, I mean, we've shown it before. Every time, you know, the leadoff man gets on base with nobody on, nobody out, it's like 85% that we score. So imagine your pitching staff to have a couple points in the board in the first inning. That's a big confidence that they'll have to go out there and just protect the lead. I mean, that's what we got to do, and you see the record, our record, especially in 2012. Every time we put 2-3 runs in the board, it was pretty much done. So I mean, that's my mentality, just to get on base early, or in my first IB, and try to get a point, you know, as quick as possible. If not, just you know try to you know contribute some point during the game.
We'll have more with Giants center fielder Angel Pagan in a moment. It was time for a new pair of snow skis, and I couldn't be happier with my decision to buy them at Demo Sport, where the experience was great, and I found out that they not only have skis, but they have snowboards and snow apparel, and for the summer, get ready with water skis, wakeboards, stand-up paddle boards, and all of your land sports needs like bikes, scooters, and you can even get sunglasses there. Demo Sport, 1101 Francisco Boulevard in San Rafael. Call them at 415-454-3500. Demo Sport, committed to getting you the gear you need.
Before I let you go, you know, when you were with the Cubs or the Mets, I'm not sure what the expectations were. Usually at spring training, they're pretty high for everybody. But with this team now winning 3 World Series in the last 5 years, can you tell us about just the atmosphere surrounding the club, you know, the way it goes about its business?
We're hungry. We're hungry because we still have a job to do. I mean, it doesn't matter. Whatever happened last year already passed. And they can say odd year, even year. We don't believe in none of that stuff. We don't listen to that. We believe in that we have to go out there and have the best season possible, just like we did last year. Nobody expected us to go to the World Series, but we kept pushing. We kept playing hard. Some of our guys went down, but we believe that we had enough, and we did it. So, I mean, we're just going to go out there not thinking we're the world champions, but we're still the underdogs, and we're just going to go out there and try to have the best season possible, have the best health possible in the team, and see what happens. We cannot predict what's going to happen. So the only thing we have in control is our effort, and we just got to give 100%.
You guys kind of like that underdog role, I guess, right?
We love it.
Thanks, Angel. Really appreciate it, and good luck on a healthy season and a great season.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's Giants center fielder Angel Pagan. Join us again Monday. We'll hear from Giants pitcher Jake Peavy. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin.